Members of the media were given a preview of the governor's anticipated budget proposal at a meeting in Charleston Monday, hosted by the Associated Press. While Revenue Secretary Bob Kiss didn't want to share all of the specifics before Governor Tomlin's State of the State address Wednesday, he did paint a picture of another tough budget year for the state. The past few fiscal cycles for the state have been some of the toughest in decades. State agencies have undergone across-the-board spending cuts, hiring freezes, and for the first time in its history, money from the Rainy Day Fund was used to meet West Virginia's constitutional requirement to balance the budget. As Governor Tomlin and his staff work to prepare his budget proposal, Revenue Secretary Bob Kiss says the governor will rely on many of those same strategies this coming fiscal year to keep the state's finances in check.
That's the way you bring the budget back into balance. There's two simple ways to do it. Either you need more money, which means revenue increases, or you need cuts in the budget. And that's where we started dealing with this problem that we saw that was going to occur over several years.
In 2014, lawmakers approved a 7.5% across-the-board budget cut for most state agencies and a hiring freeze, as well as accessing dollars and accounts for some services that had surpluses. In 2015, our current budget year, those same strategies were deployed. State agencies, aside from higher education, saw another 7.5% cut. The hiring freeze stayed in place, and surplus monies were spent. But the governor still had to reach into the state's reserves, the Rainy Day Fund, to keep the budget balanced.
We had a number in the budget originally of about $80 million accessing Rainy Day. The legislature passed a budget at $140 million. The governor was required to veto back, or prudently vetoed back, to about $100 million.
For the upcoming fiscal year 2016, the budget lawmakers will approve at the end of this coming session. Kiss says the strategy will be different, but at the end of the day, the state will still face a gap of some nearly $200 million.
We are doing another series of cuts. We over a 3 or 4 year period, intend to bring the base back into balance, and that's going to require cuts again this year. But they will not be across the board cuts. With the exception of one or two areas, they generally are going to be targeted cuts to particular areas.
Kiss says the current budget gap is due to multiple things, including a growing Medicaid budget, a decrease in coal severance taxes, the repeal of some revenues like the food tax, and a new issue, declining oil and gas prices, which affects both severance and sales tax revenues. So once again, Kiss says the governor will be leaning on the Rainy Day Fund, those one-time monies, to balance the budget. The secretary says he expects the total pulled from the fund to be less than $80 million, but Tomlin will detail that plan specifically in his State of the State address Wednesday. That's when he also presents his proposed budget to both chambers of the legislature. New Republican leaders and some previous Democratic leaders have recently said their goal is to find a way to balance the budget without using Rainy Day funds. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.